We've been going from one cell to the next, trying to find out where Gorstag Helder studied. I kept thinking we should stop, get some sleep, and take up the search again come morning. But we were too keyed up, and I guess it was just as well. Gorstag was my student, Tegan admitted. Pavel glanced around, making sure no one was close enough to eavesdrop, then said, We're trying to learn more about the trouble that led to his death, and we know fencing meant a great deal to him. Did he confide in you, or was he particularly close to any of his fellow pupils? Unless I'm very much mistaken, you're outlanders, Tegan said. Why do you care what happened to Gorstag?
Because he ran afoul of the Cult of the Dragon, Kara said. Do you know of it?
Of course he does,
Dorn snapped, as if it had galled him just to hear her speak.
That's why the demons.
Abishe,
Pavel murmured. Apparently, his store of esoteric knowledge had enabled him to identify the creatures.
That's why the Abishe attacked the school,
Dorn went on.
And why he immediately assumed I was an enemy. Isn't that right, elf?
Tegan disliked being called elf, but thought he had more important issues to address.
I ask again, said Tegan. How does this concern you?
If Gorstag told you anything, said Kara, he probably said he was working for the Harpers.
That's you?
No, she said. He was mistaken, but what matters is that we know what he believed. We wouldn't, had his employer not sent us to investigate his murder.
So, said Will, can you help us? Tegan wondered if the Outlanders would buy the book and folio, and if so, how much they'd pay. It could be the remedy to the disaster that had overtaken him. Yet he found he couldn't quite bring himself to ask. Somehow, honor precluded it. Though he wasn't sure if it was an irrational feeling of obligation to Gorstag, his genuine indebtedness to Dorn and his companions, or the lust for pure revenge on the cultists, unsullied by considerations of profit that balked him. Whatever it was, he simply said,
We have stories to trade, and I suspect it will take a while. Let's not do it standing in the street. I know a tavern nearby where they'll rent us a private room. Fetch water, soap, and towels so we can clean up, and cook us breakfast, too.
The kippers, eggs, and scones were only a memory by the time Tegan had heard their tale and related the greater part of his own.
I suppose, he said, that after two failed attempts to kill me eye to eye and blade to blade, they decided to try arson instead. Even if the fire didn't eliminate me, it would probably destroy the purple book, and that was preferable to leaving it in the hands of an unbeliever.
I hope,
said Dorn,
that when you separated from me at the end, you went to retrieve it and the loose papers too.
Actually, said Tegan, yes.
He made a stack of dirty plates to clear a space on the ring-scarred tabletop, then fetched out the articles in question.
May I? Pavel asked.
He picked up the book, frowned at the sigil embossed on the spine, and riffled through the pages.
It's the Tome of the Dragon, the unholy screed of the sect. Can you read it?
Raren asked.
No, it's written in cipher, but I'm sure that over the centuries somebody succeeded in translating a captured copy. My hunch is that if... Well, call him Samaster for the time being, even though we pray he's an imposter. If Samaster recorded any information about the rage, just now commencing, it's in the notes.
He traded the book for the folio, examined the first few pages, and his mouth tightened in vexation.
I take it, Tegan said. You can't make sense of those, either.
Worse, said the cleric. At least the tome uses Thoras. The characters in the notes don't come from any alphabet I've ever seen.
Perched atop the long-legged stool that raised him high enough to use the table comfortably, Will snorted.
As if that means anything. You pretend to be a scholar, but we all know you can barely write your name.
Pavel bristled and said, You slandering maggot! I'm literate in 8 languages and can recognize a good many more.
Well, I doubt you know all the tricks thieves use to keep their business secret. Give me those.
He took possession of the documents, made his own inspection, and eventually said,
Bugger.
We don't need to read them,
growled Dorn.
We just have to hand them over to Brimstone, whoever he is, and we're done, remember?
Do you mind if I tag along?
Tegan asked. The gods knew he no longer had anything else of pressing importance to do.